No, Earl, I did not. Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. A 6-year-old shot a buck. I wanted to do a topic on that. With the age reduction for hunting. Yeah, there it is. The Journal Sentinel story. A 6-year-old bagged first buck during opening weekend and happily posed for a photo on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Twitter feed. It appeared the girl shot the forkhorn buck. There was a word I never want to try to say again. Sunday, for obvious reasons, the second day of the 9-day gun deer season in Wisconsin. The tweet said, 6-year-old Lexi sat many hours yesterday without success, but today her persistence paid off. Her father, Tyler Harris, had tears of joy when his little hunting partner got her first buck and poses for warden Randy Dunkel. Congratulations, Lexi. The tweet didn't say where the girl shot her buck, but Dunkel is the game warden for Marathon County in central Wisconsin. For the first time, hunters younger than 10 were allowed to hunt during the firearms season as long as they were within arm's length of an adult. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned this, Earl, because I've been wanting to do, and it's Tuesday. I'm really glad you did that. It was not a coincidence that you did that. There was such hysteria over this. Now, I was mixed on this. I thought 10 is a perfectly fine number. I thought the previous age limit of 10 was a decent number. But I also knew that there wasn't going to be a big problem with this. And you had groups like One Wisconsin Now and others on the left saying this was a crazy, ridiculous proposal by lawmakers to let toddlers have shotguns. Well, there are specific rules in the law about what parents have to do or guardians have to do. Again, arm's length. Basically, you literally have to keep the kid within arm's length. And I happen to think, and she's cute. She's a cutie, by the way. I think this story of the 6-year-old bagging a buck shows this was not, I mean, in this case, I think it's a great thing. Now, I understand there's another layer of this, that there are those who are going to say it's wrong for a 6-year-old to kill something, to basically have a 6-year-old shoot a gun and kill a large animal like a buck. I would argue that it teaches her what a gun is, the responsibility that comes with it. Now, is she too young at 6 to fully grasp that? You can debate that forever, and it's different answers for different kids. What I would say is I don't think you're going to hear all sorts of reports of 6- and 7-year-olds shooting people. You may hear of some. But you also hear the same reports of adults. Now, I am open-minded on this. After having a full gun deer season of it, it'll be interesting to see how many kids under 10 participated. If we get, I don't know if the law is written in a way where we get statistics on that. That's the first thing. And how many incidents there are compared, involving children compared to when the age limit was 10. I wasn't a huge fan of this, but I wasn't a huge critic of it either. I did want to see it play out. Only time will tell if it's a good idea. I think early indications are that it is, and I was very conflicted on it, but I never bought into the hysteria from the anti-gun left on this. To Jeff in Sheboygan. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Martin, Jerry. I, too, had mixed feelings on the law. And the one thing I do not like about this law is that on a mentor hunt such as this young girl was shooting this beautiful buck, is that there can be more than one gun in the blind with the mentor and the child. That's the part of the law I do not like. I think they should have kept it one gun for the mentor and the child. So, you know, you got parents out there that are going to get all excited, and they're going to shoot the deer over their kid, which is a shame, but that crap's going to happen. Overall, I think the law is a good law. I think it's going to get more kids involved in the outdoors because over the years, their numbers have been dwindling. And what a better way to get them going is at a young age. And once you get them out in the field and they learn what guns do, they will have a much better respect for that weapon also as compared to kids that are never around guns.
Well, a couple of things. I have a question for you. A couple of things. One, you're right, and I think it was stated that the intent of this was to reinvigorate hunting, that you were seeing declining numbers, and to get more kids involved in hunting earlier. I think that's true. I'm a little fuzzy, though, Jeff, on what your objection is to the two guns.
My objection to the two guns is some of these children do not have the ability to really handle the gun safely by themselves. Now, my buddy used to take his kids over to Michigan when they were younger to go hunting, and he had to help them control that weapon when they were shooting at a deer, for example. That's my concern about two guns in the blind. I run a program through Ducks Unlimited down here in Sheboygan called the Green Wing Day Program, and we have been seeing declining numbers over the last number of years dealing with kids showing up to the program because there's so much other stuff for them to do. And I really think that this program now, with no age, is really going to jumpstart the outdoors again like it did when we were kids, you, me, and Earl, for example.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right about that. Here is one thing I will say, though. I would be, when I was 6 years old, I have been undersized height-wise my entire life. And I'd be interested to know what rifle, what caliber, because most... I'll be honest, when I was six, I don't think it would have been a good idea. I don't know if I could have handled a gun the caliber necessary to bring down a deer.
And that's why I think it should be just one gun in the blind with the kids, because that way dad or the mentor is there to help handle the gun, guide the child through the shooting instance, through the squeezing of the trigger, through the aiming and everything, all these safety aspects dealing with it. And, yeah, you're right. I was a small kid, too. I could not have handled a gun, but I probably could have shot a .223 very safely with the proper guidance and mentor at that time.
Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. To Jim on the road. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
I was raised in the UP. I mean, I handled guns from the time I was 5 years old on up. Knew the calibers. I mean, I know that's not an average childhood experience, but very much so up there. It's generational, and it starts that young. I mean, youpers still get, you know, first day of gun season is a day off of school. That's how it works. The school shuts down. And if you look at the numbers of accidents, they're actually very low. And I know I was just discussing this with a, you know, police officer friend of mine, and he said, well, you know, the argument is there's going to be some good parents and some bad parents, but I think that that argument is mute, because the thing about bringing your child hunting or fishing is, and I read Outdoor Life article years ago that really laid it out, is if you plan on doing any hunting or fishing, when you bring them, give it up, because that's not what it's about and you're not going to have an enjoyable time. The person that brings his child in the field, that is not an act of, oh, my five-year-old can hold a gun now. That is an act of sacrifice on that avid outdoorsman, which I am. It takes a lot more time, and it takes a lot away from your hunt to be able to babysit like that and mentor and pass up that deer so that that child can have the opportunity. But I'm telling you right now that if this doesn't happen in all the states, the numbers are declining. There's too much draw for the children and other aspects, and this is a way to get them before the Xbox gets them, before social media gets them. This is a way to invigorate the numbers and show our youth, you know, that this is a tradition and there's a lot of joy, but there's a lot of work that goes with it and patience. And that is something that is so sorely lacking in younger generations and even ours with this instant gratification that we get in today's society. Hunting is about patience.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call, and he makes a good point. You would hope, though, that all parents have the mindset that Jim described, that if they take, and even 10 or 12, that it's really about that kid's experience and not yours. I got to tell you, my dad was a very impatient man, but when it came to fishing, he did get that. He did understand that. I, you know, that when you take a young child on something like that, in fishing or hunting, that it should be about the child. I think that's a good point on Jim's part. To Brian in Wausau. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. I'm 28 years old now. I started going out in the woods with my father when I was probably 6, 7 years old. Sit in the stand with him. When I got cold, I walked back to the vehicle, which my dad could see from where he was sitting. And it was probably the best part of growing up, was being able to go out with my father hunting, even though I couldn't shoot a deer at that time. You know, this last weekend, we took my son out walking through the woods, middle of the afternoon, just so he could go out with us. And he had the best time ever.
Yeah, you know, you just said it, though. I'll tell you, Brian, I keep threatening to take up small game hunting or take it up again. I only deer hunted twice. It really wasn't for me. I love small game hunting. But you know what I've learned, Brian? What I loved about small game hunting was walking in the woods in October. That's what I really love and what I really miss. And I'm trying to decide if I really need to carry a gun to do that. I did enjoy pheasant and small game hunting, though. But I it's like, you know, I can just go walk in the woods. Brian, thanks for the call. To Tony in Ringo. Tony, go ahead.
Hi, Gary. Hey, I agree with that one caller about having two guns in the blind. I'm 75 years old, and I've taken our kids hunting at an earlier age. And I think the DNR is trying to get younger kids more interested in hunting. But I think where they made a big mistake is with this new licensing system, where you have to register, you can register online. And let me give you an example. Here in Marathon County, we used to register at a country store, and that's where all the, you bring your buck
in.
And the people would register it, and everybody would stop to see all the big bucks there. And you should have seen the kids' eyes as they walked in there. And we had a kid this year, he got his first buck, an 11-pointer, and we were talking about it. He didn't get to go registered at that store where everybody could see it and all the younger kids could see the success he had. Right? And that's part of everything that's happening, where everything is being impersonal because of all the computer system.
I hadn't considered that element of it, Tony. You're probably aware of this. Those stores aren't very excited about it either.
No, I understand. I've talked with their owners and the people, and I've driven by that store because I went hunting this weekend, and I got my buck this weekend too. And there were no cars there at all.
Tony, I got to let you go there. Let's get one more in this segment. Ryan on the road. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, talking about the topic here, I guess I would have to say that this really comes down to principle for me more than anything. When it first got brought up, a lot of guys that I hunt with, you know, they were all poo-pooing it. You know, I said, oh, these guys running around with guns, whatever, you know, and I would just have to say it comes down to personal responsibility of the parent.
Yeah.
I don't need the parents, or I don't need the state or the government to tell me how to raise my children. You know, I can take them out shooting at the range at any age that I feel they can shoot. So why shouldn't they be able to hunt the deer? It also, I think, brings a respect for the animal and for the game when you bring them in young, rather than getting up to 10 years old and, you know, playing games, shooting stuff. It's one thing, but you finally get out there and then it comes real. If you can bring that reel at the young age, you know, I just think it's all the better.
I'll tell you, and tomorrow, and I just thought of this during this conversation, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of a relative of mine being killed in a deer hunting accident. And I believe he was shot by a 16-year-old. And there was, in 1967, there was nothing untoward about a 16-year-old. What it makes me think of, Ryan, is I think what you need to be more worried about is, are young people who are allowed to hunt alone, are they fully trained? Are they prepared? And I think that's where, and I understand the one-gun, two-gun debate. Thanks a lot for the call. And I think it's an interesting and an appropriate one. But I don't think in general, you know, that we can debate. And I was, like I said, I was torn on this. But the over-the-top sky is falling predictions, Republicans are nuts. They want to give little kids guns. I mean, that's just, that's not what this does. And I think we have seen some of the positive benefits of it. I think the jury is still out. But I think a responsible guardian with a young child generally is not going to be a serious problem. I think we have to make sure as kids get to the age when they can hunt alone, have they been properly prepared. Interesting topic, though. 9:51.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.